Hey, Sister Emma.
Hey, Brother Two Posts.
Are you ready for our edification audio?
I am.
All right, we're going to do something a little different today. We rolled down the road a bit, and today we worked on some van projects. I got another utility box made on the side, and we made it to our next destination, working towards our preach coming up this weekend. And so we thought today we'd do something a little different for our edification audio. What are we going to do?
We're going to just read a passage of scriptures, like an account that we've picked.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You get to go first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we hope you're all doing well, and we hope you enjoy God's word as we share with you two accounts. What's your account, Sister Amin?
It is the one with Isaiah and the prophets of Baal.
Ooh, I like that one.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. I love it. I'm going to start. It's in 1 Kings 18. I'm going to read from 17 to 39. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? Excuse me. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and said, How long halt thou between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, Not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I, even only I, remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered, and they leapt upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and must be awaked. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, Do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God.
I like that.
Praise God. I love reading that one. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It didn't end well for the rest of the prophets of Baal either.
No, it says he took them all down there and slew them by the brook.
Yeah. Yeah, it just goes, that's a good example of false religion, false gods versus the one true Most High God.
You can't stand against the truth.
Yeah, I like that. And he did mock them, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, he did. Good reading, good reading. Yeah. I picked Genesis 19, 1 through 26. This is the account of Sodom and Gomorrah. And there came two angels to Sodom at Eve, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up at them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and you tarry all night and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed them greatly, and they turned unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. Before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both the old and the young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said to him, where are the men which came unto ye this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. Yeah. This was the sin of Sodom. One of the sins of Sodom, not only the only sin of Sodom. Verse 6. And Lot went out at the door to them and shut the door after him. And he said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known a man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as good as in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this fellow came into sojourn, and he needs to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put their hand forth and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, great and small, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the man said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides, son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen before the Lord of the face of the Lord, before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent forth us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake to his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-laws. And when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife, thy two daughters, which thou hast, lest ye be consumed with the iniquity of this city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, and the Lord being merciful unto them, they brought him forth and set him out without the city. And it came to pass, when he had brought them forth abroad, that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all thy plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my lord. Behold, now my servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, and I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth, and when Lot entered into Zoar, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. That one always reminds me how God's wrath comes and you're not going to stop it. And God spares his own people like he did in Egypt, like he's going to do in tribulation. Of course, Lot's wife looked back. She went against what the angels told her. Don't look back. But I always find it interesting how people don't realize Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed for more than homosexuality. Yes. It was for pride, bread, idleness, just a general all-around wicked city.
America?
Yeah, it sounds like America. Yeah, I preach America is Sodom too. No doubt about it. Yeah, Lot wanting to put his daughters out to those men, huh? Strange thing. Strange thing right there.
Yeah.
Such is the heart of a man. But yeah, God kept his promise, and the angels did what God told them, and that city was destroyed, and Lot was spared. Only three out of many, many thousands.
Yeah, you know, I think about when God does stuff, you know, like when it rains, we think of raindrops falling.
Yeah.
But when it rains down fire and brimstone, it probably slammed down on them, like with force.
Big giant balls of fire and stuff coming down.
Oh, yeah.
They say in that area where they claim Sodom and Gomorrah, as they said, brimstone is like really, really thick there. I've heard reports of that. Remember, we met a man, came from Israel. He was at the site. He had a bag of white powder. He said, this is sulfur. The sulfur is real thick in that area. So, pretty interesting. That account tells us that God's wrath cannot be dissuaded, and it's going to come, and you better get ready. You better get on the right side of Christ via the gospel. What about your account? What would you say?
On the one I read?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I like that one with Isaiah and the prophets of Baal.
Yeah,
it just shows God's power. I love how they trusted in God to follow through on everything.
Yeah, a warning against idolatry.
Yeah, it is. And we see that God reigns.
Amen.
And I don't know, it's just, he's a powerful God. We can trust in him. And we don't want to have idolatry because you're going to lose it all.
Yeah.
Like we always ask people in the street, what's it going to profit you if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul? What's it going to profit you worshiping false gods like evangelical gods and all the other gods out there that they have created in man-made religion?
Yeah, there's one true God. All these false gods on Judgment Day are all going to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
Exposed, destroyed. They don't really exist. They're going to be exposed. They're going to be, all the idols are going to be destroyed. All the false religions going to be destroyed. All of it's going to be cast down.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Do you have a scripture verse for us to finish out, Sister Robin?
I do, but before I do, I wanted to read one quick scripture verse in reference to what you read.
Yeah.
Luke 17:32.
Okay.
Remember Lot's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Good thing to remember.
Yeah, it's a good thing to remember. Don't look back, saints and seekers. You need to repent and obey the gospel.
Right. I got Psalm 103:17-18. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments. To do them.
Yeah, look at that. So you got obey and keep his commandments, walk in his covenant, and you won't suffer the fate that Sodom did, or you won't suffer what the Baal prophets did. We have something to do because of what Christ has done. Remember that. Think of your life and the actions. The gospel, what Jesus did, the good news, what is your response to it?
Acts 2, what do we do?
Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. Repent, believe the gospel, obey. Be made new by the Spirit of God.
I love that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Praise God. New life in Christ.
God is so glorious and he's so merciful, like that verse says.
He is.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Tomorrow we're hitting down, hopefully, headed down the road some more. And who knows what we'll bring tomorrow?
Yeah, let's see.
Who knows what tomorrow will bring?
I wonder if we'll get tomorrow if we'll find out.
If not, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure, those of you who are listening, sisters, that you're ready to go if tonight is your night.
Yeah. Yeah, and all you men listening, you better make sure that you're walking as soldiers of the Most High, doing his bidding, because it's the fruit that you know him.
Right.
All right, we love you all. Seek the kingdom.
Amen. May God be praised.